There are two different ways politicians talk about taxes. The more familiar one is tax rates. What percentage do you have to pay by April 15th? Or what's tacked onto your grocery bill? But there's another view popular among budget hawks, typically on the right side of the political spectrum. This perspective looks to the ends. How many dollars does the tax bring in? From this point of view, anything that increases government revenue is a tax increase. And this argument has been particularly effective when it comes to property.
What happens when your property values go up dramatically is that, quite frankly, local elected officials can say that they're quote-unquote lowering taxes because they lowered the rates, but the real-life effect for people is that it was a lower rate on a higher amount, which still means that I'm paying more in taxes.
Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores says an existing mechanism, known as the rollback rate, needs to be changed to keep that from happening. Here's Leon County's deputy property appraiser, Doug Will.
Here's the deal with rollback. They asked one simple question. The amount of money I collected last year, okay, if I don't want to collect one more dollar, if I want to collect the same tax dollars I did last year, what would my millage rate be?
As he talks, Will scribbles numbers on a whiteboard. He says, assuming property values are increasing, to keep income steady, the millage rate, or percentage of taxes collected, would decline.
Let's say last year it was 8.5 mils. This year, it might be 8.3 because I'm pulling up from more value. I have more value.
And those changes can actually go up or down depending on what happens with property values. But Flores says existing law allows taxing authorities to set their rollback rates based on the maximum they could legally charge, whether they charge that much or not. She says pegging the rate to actual tax receipts is more transparent.
So this is trying to make this very complicated and technical world be just very basic, which is, if you say you're going to lower my taxes, then lower my taxes.
With property values continuing to rise as Florida makes its way out of recession, Flores's bill could be a hot topic when lawmakers get back to work in the Capitol. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.